step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Bucky. Wow. Boy, I'm sorry I haven't been around for a couple of weeks, but I'm back. And what happened to summer? Wow, where did that go? Man, it is cold outside. This is not good. In fact, I tell you what, we got a little we got a weather thing coming in here, and it's gonna get crazy. Yeah, let's go and see what this is all about. Lance McGold's got something for us here.
And I'm Chuck Scoop, and that's it for the news. Now over to weather. Lance, are you there?
Yes, I am, Chuck. And boy, do we have a weekend of weather on the horizon.
Really? What do you see, Lance?
Well, if you look over here on the weather map, right here in the neighboring mountain ranges, if you look at the canines, you'll see a system developing right there. Do you see that?
You're talking about that big, blue, swirly, crazy-looking thingy there?
Oh, Chuck, that's not what we call a thingy. That, Chuck, is a low-pressure system. And as we know, low-pressure systems really can be high-pressure at times, if you get my drift.
Well, that's true. Like, if you leave your office without the umbrella and you get caught in a low-pressure system, you're right. It becomes a high-pressure system, doesn't it?
That's right. You're going to be soaked just running right back to your spoon.
So, Lance, what does this specifically, what does it mean?
Well, Chuck, if it was simply the canines, it would be one thing. But if you look at the entire mountain range, and here we have the felines, and over here the ursines, the three of them together could be a real problem.
Oh, felines? Of course, that means cats, but ursines?
That would be bears, Chuck.
Oh, dear.
No, that's all bears.
Okay, so let's review this. The canines and the felines, and now the ursines. Are you saying that...
Exactly, Chuck. It could be raining cats and dogs with a good chance of pandemonium.
Lance, people are tuning in for the weather, not puns.
Okay, Chuck, but don't blame me. After the storm, you could see some very large poodles.
Ooh, I thought pandemonium was bad, but... Oh, poodles? Come on, Lance.
I know, I'm just terrible, but sometimes I just can't help myself.
So, is that all we have, Lance?
Well, actually, no. We could see some more developments in the earth signs later into next week. And if you look here at the bovines, that could be a problem, too.
You mean, cows?
Well, in this case, bulls.
Wait a minute. Bears and bulls? Like in the markets?
More like finances and money.
No. You're not going there, Lance.
Yes, I am. We could see pennies from heaven.
Well, I think that sums it up. Thank you, Lance. And now over to sports.
So, what's the deal? You better get your umbrellas and your raincoats out. Wow, I hate that little... What the heck is that, anyway? Never figured that out. So, anyway, get your... You know, this is not a good... This is a weekend to kind of hang in there. It's not a banana split weekend, but we got to, you know, play the ad anyway.
Hey, Beantowners, this is Bucky. Guess where I am? I'm down at the Double Dip. Betty asked me to do this. She wanted me to tell you about the big banana split bonanza weekend. That's right. It's a 2-for-1 sale on all banana split. 2 for the price of 1. So get in your spoons, grab your sprouts, get the whole family, and come on down. That's right. Come on down to the Double Dip.
I'm taking a trip to the ice cream store.
Y'all gonna go nuts. Yeah, of course you're gonna go nuts, because we'll put lots of nuts on top of all of our great banana splits. We got all kinds of great toppings. Nuts are our specialty. We got walnuts, we got peanuts, we got hazelnuts, almond nuts, and even pecan and Brazil nuts. Not to mention all the nuts we have working behind the counter. So most of our nuts are going to be working overtime to give you some of our tastiest splits. We got a brand new combination, the chocolate, cocoa bean, caramel, coconut, candy concoction. Wait till you taste that, baby. And all our ice cream is made from soybeans, not the milk that comes from those big fat cows. That's right, no dairy. So everything is lactose-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. A real free-for-all, except, of course, for the price. Gonna be beans and nuts. Well, beans, nuts, and berries. That's right. For your very best banana split. Come on down. And don't forget, Betty, Callie, and Tim will be rolling around on their roller skates. That's always a great show. Mayor Hasbean, Boss, Robo, Betty, Pitch Bean, they'll all be here. And Betty may even do a little song with her Betty and the Windbreakers. And of course, I'll be playing tambourine. So what are you waiting for? Get in that spoon. Come on down. We're gonna have a great time. Banana Split Bonanza Weekend here at the Double Dip. Over and out.
Yeah, it might not be a banana split. What the heck? Come down to the Double Dip and hang out, because, you know, everybody will be down there. You know, if you're looking for some company, you're looking for some music, you're looking for a little communication, a little conversation. It's just a little kind of party. You know how it gets in there. It's really fun joint. Really a fun joint. Well, you know, we got to plug him, because he is a character in town. And even though he's a bad guy, well, you know, he's not the good guy. Munch has got a new album. And, yeah, it's a pretty, I got to admit, it's pretty good. And those last cuts you just heard, you know, the Raining Cats and Dogs. And, of course, Banana Split Weekend, they were the first two cuts on that album. So if you want to go check it out at www.beantownpals.com, do that. And by the way, we do have our guest call-in number. It's 347-996-3903. If you are listening live, call in and we'll have some fun. In the meantime, let's see. This is Muncher talking about how we first met his new little squeeze. Yeah.
Hey, boys and girls. It's a big day in Succotash Swamp today. A lot of the reptiles and dinosaurs are moving around, and a lot's happening. In fact, Munch is out for a walk. Why don't we go down and see what happens?
Boy, what a beautiful day for a walk through a swamp. The sun's bright. Boy, the pterodactyls are really acting up today. Just look at them all fighting over there amongst themselves. You know, those guys, they just don't know how to, you know, enjoy a good day like this. It really upsets me. Boy, excuse me, fella. Almost stepped on that microceratops right there. Gotta watch out for the little guys. Boy, that was close. These crazy pterodactyls, they don't think I'm lunch or something. Hey, watch where you're going. Boy, you know, it's just kind of nice to be out. You know, the tar pit was, you know, really getting to me today. It was a little, you know, felt a little smothered in there. But now it feels good to move my muscles and, you know, take a few deep breaths and just enjoy the day, you know. Hey, what's that over there? Ooh, let's take a little amble over that way. Hey. Yeah, hello there. Hey, I said hello. There, you. Hey. Excuse me. Hello there. Hi. Hello. What's the matter? You can't talk? What's wrong?
Well, I don't know if I should talk to you or not.
What do you mean? What's the problem?
Well, I mean, like, you're a stranger.
Well, then why don't we get to know each other? I mean, that's simple. And we could just talk a little bit, maybe walk a little bit.
Oh, I don't know. My parents always told me to beware of strangers.
Well, you really don't look like a juvenile.
Well, maybe not, but I do have to be cautious.
Well, what's there to be cautious about? I mean, I just was out for a little walk myself, and you're out for a walk, and I happened to notice you, and I really kind of admired your outfit.
Oh, really? This little thing?
Well, I wouldn't say little thing. I mean, it's a beautiful shade of green, and I really, really like the scales. Those are really shiny.
Well, thank you. It's a Verscaley.
I thought I recognized the style. He's a good designer, that guy. Well, you know, I just thought it was kind of, you know, cool that I saw you. I've never seen you in this part of the swamp before. I mean, you come here often?
Oh, you can think of a better line than that.
Okay, how about this? You're really cute, and I like your outfit, and I'd really like to just show you around since you're the new dino in town.
Oh, well, I wasn't hatched yesterday, you know. And I do have to be cautious.
Well, I know this is a delicate thing. You're never supposed to ask a lady her age, but I'm just curious. How old are you anyway?
Well, about 60 million years, give or take a couple of million.
Oh, that's nothing. I'm 150 million years old.
Well, that's quite a difference, you know.
Well, who's counting? I mean, once you get past 50 million, 90 million's nothing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if my parents would approve of me, you know, hanging around a dinosaur 90 million years older than me.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't you just introduce me to your parents?
Well, I really don't think we can do that.
Why? What's the problem? They must be close by.
Well, not really. They're actually downtown Beantown. They're at the Museum of Natural History.
So what, are they just out on the town today, touring and looking at the exhibits?
Well, not quite. They're actually one of the exhibits.
You mean they're just kind of like hanging around?
Exactly.
Oh, I think I know your parents. I've been to the museum quite a few times, and yes, I do know them.
Yeah, they're the couple that really doesn't have a lot of meat on their bones.
Oh, that's right. I hate to say this, but they really are kind of bony, aren't they?
Well, I think that's appropriate. They were kind of known as a couple of boneheads anyway.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
What about your family? I mean, who were your parents?
Well, my mother was on the Brontosaurus side, and my father was more Italian. He was a Pastosaurus.
So, what does that make you, then?
Well, I guess kind of a mongrel, you know? But mostly, I favor the Italian side. I love to eat. What about you?
Oh, I'm a herbivore. I belong to the Triceratops family.
Oh, I know the Triceratops. I used to know a Sarah Triceratops.
Oh, that was my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. I'm Tracy. Tracy Triceratops.
Well, nice to meet you, you see. We're not strangers after all.
Well, I still don't know your name.
Me? I'm Muncher. So there, we do know each other now. You're Tracy and I'm Muncher.
Well, Muncher, after all that, it's finally nice to meet you.
Yeah, so what do you say we do something, like go for a little walk? We can chase a few mammals, snack on a few rodents, chew on a few leaves. I'm starving.
Well, don't forget, I'm an herbivore, so I think we can skip the mammals and the rodents. I'll just have a salad.
Well, I know a great spot on the other side of the bog. You don't mind a little walk, do you?
No, actually, that sounds kind of nice.
Well, watch out. There's been a few pterodactyls flying around here, and I don't want you to get, you know, picked up by a stranger. You know what I mean?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time today.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at that. Wow. I mean, I've seen mud puddles before, but I've never seen anything quite that big. Look at that thing.
Well, that really is impressive, isn't it?
Hey, I could go for a dip. What do you say we just jump in?
Well, I don't know if I'm prepared. I didn't, you know, pack a mudding suit.
Oh, come on. You don't need a mudding suit. You can just jump in. You know, you got to take a chance once in a while. Live it up.
Well, I'm still not sure. Maybe.
Well, how about this? Maybe a little song might convince you.
Oh, you can sing?
Well, I don't know if I'd call myself a singer, but I'll give it my best shot. Here goes. I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing. I don't know why. It's just a mental
sentimental alibi. But I implore you, so strong to you, why go on stalling? Mud is calling, I am falling, why be shy? Let's fall in mud, why shouldn't we fall in mud? Our hearts are made of it, let's take a chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own pair of pies. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a mess of it. We might have been mud for each other, too mud for not too mud, let our bums discover. Let's fall in mud, why shouldn't we fall in mud? Now is the time for it, while we are young, let's fall in mud. Okay, you ready? That's right, yeah. Can't be afraid of it. Nope. Yeah, just gotta jump in. That's right. Both feet. Go ahead, get your tootsies in there. That's good. And now your ankles, right up to your knees. That's good. Okay, now plop yourself down. How's that feel? That feels good. Now me. All right, watch this. There goes a tootsie, right up to my knees. Boy, this is great. Okay, what do you say? You start making some pies. I care, not too many rocks. I don't put too many rocks in the pie. Rocks always spoil the pie. All right, look at here. See, this is what you do. You kind of mush it around, and you right there in your fingers like that. You're all mushy and squeeze real hard, right? Look at that. See that? Now, that's a perfect mud pie. Well, let's see you try it. Go ahead. Well, not bad. Maybe a little more mud. There you go. That's looking great. Ooh, nice. Okay, what do you say we take this home now? Let's belt it out. Here we go. Deep breath. We might have been made for each other. Too mud or not too mud, let our bums discover. Let's fall in mud. Why shouldn't we fall in mud? Now is the time for it, while we are young. Let's fall in mud. Let's fall in mud. Let's fall in mud. Let's fall in mud.
Wow, Bunja, that was terrific. Don't ever say that you can't sing. I think you have a marvelous voice.
Well, thank you. That actually comes from my father's side, the Italians. A lot of my ancestors were opera singers.
Oh, I love opera. My favorite is The Dinosaur of Seville.
Well, great. That's another thing we have in common. Me too.
Well, why don't you tell me about your family? Where are they now?
Well, like you, they're really not around. I mean, they're around, but not really around.
Oh, you mean they're in a museum, too?
Well, not really. They're in that big oil tank downtown.
Oh, really?
Well, not all of them. Half of them are there, and the other half are in gas tanks in the motor spoons that the beans use to get around town.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Muncha, do you mind if we get going? It's getting kind of late.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, we got to be careful because it's asteroid season, and, you know, an asteroid could ruin a good day. So let's get going.
Well, that was quite exciting, wasn't it? Muncha really got into it, didn't he?
he met somebody, and he convinced her to go for a little walk, and then they took a big, giant mud bath, and now they're headed home, and hopefully they don't run into an asteroid. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks, this is Jethro Bob Bean. I'm Beantown's Blue Ribbon Champion of Mud Pie Making. You want to see the best mud pies, you come on down to Mud Pie Supplies, and you're going to be seeing the King of Mud Pies. All you beans know who I am, and I'm really proud because I've been making mud pies since I was a little, little baby sprout. And if you come on down to Mud Pie Supply right now, you can get my grandpa's secret recipe for king-size mud pies. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be giving away right now. So you come on down. You see me, Jethro Bob Bean, and I'm going to be fixing you right up with the best sand, purified water. Do you know what sand and water mixed together makes? That's mud, folks. So come on down to 240 Main Street of Beantown. You can't miss the big mud pie right on top of the building. You can't miss us. We're right between Beantown's garage and Aunt Sally's spoon wash. Come on down.
Well, boys and girls, Munch is on his first date with Tracy. Tracy the Triceratops. They're going downtown to the Pig Out Cafe. This is a very big evening for Muncha and for Tracy. So what do you say? We go downtown and see what happens.
Hey, Tracy, no. I'll get the door. Here, let me hold that for you.
Oh, that's so nice of you. This is really special. I've never been downtown in the evening like this with all the lights and all the excitement and now the music. This is very thrilling for me. Thank you, Muncha.
Oh, don't think anything of it. This is a real special night for me, too. Oh, there's the maitre d' over there. He's got our table. Let's just work our way over there. So, how's this? Are you comfortable?
Oh, wow. We're so close to the stage.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. You know, I want you to see the floor show later on, and, you know, I want you to enjoy yourself. Boy, Tracy, you really dressed up for the night. I love that that color lipstick you got.
Oh, that's just a little Gallimimus green.
Well, in any case, it's very becoming.
Well, thank you, Muncher. And you look very dashing yourself. I love that top hat you have on.
Well, it's all part of my new image. You know, I've been talking to Bane and Muncher, and, you know, we're talking about big business. In fact, giant business. And, you know, I thought the top hat would, you know, show that off.
Well, I like the mud bath muncher and the top hat muncher.
Well, that's all that really matters, isn't it? Ah, here's our menu, sir. What do you say, Tracy? What looks good to you?
Well, this looks interesting. What is the soup of the day?
Well, it's Thursday, so that would be the primordial soup.
Primordial soup?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything in it. In fact, you never know what's going to crawl out of it. It's kind of a surprise.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Excuse me, waiter. We're going to start with a couple of primordial soups and a side of chips, if you don't mind.
I noticed that you really like chips, Muncher.
Yeah, I do, but sometimes it gets me in a lot of trouble. Say, boy, I really like that tune. Would you care to dance?
Dance? I don't know.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, I don't know if I know how.
Well, you really don't have to know how. I'll lead. You can just follow. It's easy.
Oh, I don't know, Muncher. I'm feeling a little embarrassed. I don't know if I can.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just sit here for a second. I'm going to try something, all right?
What do you mean, try something? Where are you going?
I'm just going to go up on stage real quick.
Up on stage? You can't go up there.
Oh, yes, I can. It's not a problem. You see, I know the owners of this place. Actually, the owner, Rex. You've probably heard of Rex.
Why, everybody's heard of Rex. He owns half the business in town, and he's a champion spoon racer.
Yep, that's the guy. You just wait here. I'll be right back. Hey, Vane, I need your help for a second.
What now? There's not enough food on the menu for you tonight?
No, it has nothing to do with food. I mean, here, come here.
Okay, I get it. All right, no problem. I'll introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Vane, your MC for the evening. And tonight, Muncher is going to sing his first debut song here at the Big House Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, Muncher the Dinosaur.
Well, what do you think he's going to sing? I mean, he's got Tracy there and, you know. Well, I'm going to shut up and just listen.
Hey there, Spook, put on your dancing shoes and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some dinosaur. Pretty face, I know a haunted place, and come dance with me. Pig out with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things will be eaten. 'Cause what is dancing but shaking your buns set to music playing? When the band begins to play its beat, it's better than trick or treat. With candy stuffed in our cheeks, so sweet. So come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, let's go and eat some foods and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for a couple of omnivores. Name is Punch, but I ain't gonna punch you. Just come on, dance with me. Don't be so mean, you know it's Halloween. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things will be eaten. 'Cause what is dancing but shaking your buns set to music playing? When the band begins to play its beat, it's better than trick or treat. With candy stuffed in our cheeks, so sweet. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Well, boys and girls, that was quite romantic, wasn't it? Boy, can Muncher belt out a tune? Hey, stay tuned. Hey, boys and girls, today's a beautiful day in Beantown. In fact, those two villains, Vane and Muncher, are at their tricks again. I think Vane's got something planned, something about decorating the city. Let's see what happens.
Oh, so Muncher, finally you decide to come to office, eh?
Well, I was walking through the swamp, and I got sidetracked. I met somebody.
What you meet in swamp, platypus?
No, I met another dinosaur, and we had a nice little time, took a little mud bath. That's all. I'm here now. What's the problem?
Was female dinosaur?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just met her and, you know, we decided to stop and make a few mud pies. But here I am. I don't know why you keep going on about this.
You're right. I'm just curious. Hey, you notice I have Picklecopter warming up outside. You notice?
Yeah, I did see that. What's up?
I figured today's beautiful day. Maybe we take a ride over Beantown. I get a little target practice in. I don't want to get rusty.
Well, yeah, it's true. You haven't been up there in a while, Vane. I'm getting a little worried about you. You might lose your aim, you know. But Can I fly this time?
Mancha, how many times I've got to tell you? You're not going to fly. You're not smart enough to fly picklecopter.
Why, I watched you 1,000 times. I know how to do it.
Muncher, you're a dinosaur. Everybody knows dinosaur has brain size of pea. How are you going to figure out instruments? How are you going to figure out to fly? No, you're too dumb to fly.
Well, you could give me a chance.
What, give you a chance? Lose my life? I don't think so. Come on, grab your parachute and let's go. So, hurry up, will you? You're always so slow, always behind me.
Well, what do you expect? I'm a dinosaur. We're not exactly built for speed. I'd like to see you keep up with a pterodactyl. You're just a lousy vampire.
Maybe vampire, but still ahead of you. Okay, so here we are. Get in.
You know, Vane, I've never understood one thing. Bats are supposed to be blind, and there you are flying. How did you get your license?
First of all, I'm not bat. Well, I'm part of bat family, but I'm vampire. But bats, not necessarily blind. Besides, I have perfect hearing. I don't need radar. I use my own.
Okay. Come on. Well, let me fly, please. Just once.
How many times I tell you, Peabody? You're not smart enough. Okay, I'll give you a little test. If I give you a test, you pass test, then maybe you fly. Ready?
Sure, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, I'll give you three numbers I want you to remember. Okay, simple numbers. 6, 3, 5. Okay, you got it?
Of course I do. It's easy.
Okay, you know, you got, then give it back to me.
Okay, here goes, 5, and 2, and potato chips.
You know, Muncher, for you, not bad try. You got pretty close this time. You got 5 right. But 2? Potato chips? See? Always you think about food. That's your problem.
Well, can you blame me? I'm always hungry, and besides, I got distracted by these 2 potato chips on the floor.
Leave potato chips alone. That's your lunch. I put there for you later. All right, now look. Oh, here we are, going over swamp. There, can you see Bean Town in distance? We come close now.
Yeah, I really like the view from here. You sure I can't fly?
Don't start that flying thing again. Look, I see first target. We're over Botanical Gardens. See, Statue of Giant? I think it needs new, fresh coat of guano.
You always say guano. Why don't you just say poop? Sometimes you just gotta call it what it is.
Excuse me? How can you be so gross? Dog do poop. Cat do poop. You do poop. I do guano.
I still don't see the difference.
What? You blind? You're blind. It's white, not brown. It's more artistic. For example, we're coming up the statue. I'm about to give it white guano pie face.
Oh, boy, that's not my kind of pie.
Okay, first I stick Heine outside sculptor. Ready? 1, 2, 3, bums away.
Oh, right in the kisser. Good shot. I love it when you do that, even though you never let me fly.
You know, Muncher, I'm in good mood today. I feel like creative spirit has me. Maybe I give you a chance on next target.
You mean I get the poop?
There you go again. I told you, you got pea brain. You're dumb. Hey, what you been asking me all day? You want to fly, not poop.
Oh, you mean it?
Wait a minute. Not so fast. You're just going to hold stick when we get over target. I got a lot of work to do on next target.
Okay, I'll take what I can get. So, where are we going?
I got a good idea. I think City Hall next. I feel very inspired today. Okay, when we get there, I got lots of work to do. First, I gotta get 2 spoons in front. Then I get stairs. Then I get dome. Once I get all of those, then we go back home. But you got to hold stick while I do, okay?
So, I just gotta hold the stick steady like this?
That's exactly right. Don't touch anything. Don't move. Just hold straight while I do my business. Okay, here we go. I stick my butt out over city. Right, we come up to spoons. There we go.
Oh, that was a good shot.
Good. Now, steady as she goes. We got to get stairs next. Ready? Steady. Hold steady. You're doing good. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Bombs away.
Wow, another good shot.
Thanks. Now we just have to get Dome of City Hall. That will complete masterpiece. Remember, steady as she goes. Don't move nothing.
Okay.
Ready. Here we go. 3, 2.
Oh, chips.
What? You're doing so crazy. You're dummy drive. No, give me controls.
Where are you going? You're landing over there?
One propeller can't take both of us back, so now I fix. I get rid of dummy. I go back.
You mean I gotta walk? Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You're too dumb to be sorry.
You make me feel so dumb. Every time you yell, my ears go numb. Every time you make me spin, I'm such a sad reptilian. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. You're telling everyone I'm a ghoul, just like a big baboon. You and I are just like a couple of cats, clawing apart a pillow until we find a baseball bat. You make me feel so dumb. You make me feel there are heads to be hung, alarms to be rung, and a bag of rocks to be flung. And even when my bones are in decay, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so dumb. You make me feel so dumb. You make me feel like such a crumb. Every time you make me spin, I'm such a sad reptilian. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. You're telling everyone I'm a ghoul, just like a big baboon. And I are just like a couple of cats, clawing apart a pillow until we find a baseball bat. You make me feel so dumb. You make me feel there are heads to be hung, alarms to be rung, and a bag of rocks to be flung. And even when my bones are in decay, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so dumb. You make me feel so dumb. You make me feel so dumb. You make me feel so dumb.
I said, you know, I hate to admit it, but that guy could sing, you know. He's crazy. I mean, just, look at him. He's a big dinosaur. You just wouldn't think that he can. And, well, he does some good things, though. I mean, let's listen to this. You having a good time?
Well, boys and girls, Vane and Muncher made it back to Rex Rex, where they're busy now repairing that pickle copter. Let's listen in and see what happens.
Are you two ghouls ready yet? I can't believe you bring back pickle copter in such bad condition. What were you thinking?
Well, boss, that was problem. Muncher had controls. Nobody was thinking.
Of course nobody was thinking. Why Muncher have controls? You know better than that. You weren't thinking.
Boss, I thought he have under control. But he got distracted by potato chip.
Sound like a typical day.
But, boss, I was hungry.
Always you hungry, but never you pay attention to job.
Well, I'm paying attention today, boss. I just realized why this is called a pickle copter and why it always smelled like a pickle. It's a pickle.
Yeah. Oh. You see, boss, what you make me work with, it's impossible. All these years, and just now, he knows it's pickle?
Well, Well, better he learn now on ground than in air. When you least expect it, something bad he may try to eat.
I always thought it was vain.
Well, you thought I smell like pickle?
Well, that's not bad. I like pickles. I just thought you had pickle breath.
You see, boss, what kind of ghoul you have me working with?
Well, you have to hold your breath. It's all we have to work with now. Now finish repairs and go test copter.
Okay, boss. We'll get right on it.
Okay. Sorry, Rex.
There. Not bad. You can barely tell we flew through building. Okay, now I get in copter, and you push into yard so we can take off. You think you can manage that?
I can figure that out, yeah, okay.
Good.
Ready?
Wait, Muncher.
Here we go!
Wait.
Oh, what happened? How'd I do?
Well, Muncher, might be big surprise to you, but impossible to leave garage with door closed.
Oh, you want me to try again?
After you open door.
Oh, yeah, that might be easier.
Yeah, exactly. Now, wasn't that much easier?
Yeah, you're right. That worked pretty good.
Okay, now, hop in. We go for a ride.
Hey, somebody ate all the potato chips.
Yeah, you, last time. So I clean. I figure no food means no accident.
But the whole copter's made out of pickle.
Yeah, Muncher, don't get ideas. Hands off.
So, you're gonna poop on any statues today?
I don't think so. I need rest after last week. Besides, I'm not in artistic mood. Maybe after lunch, we'll see. Besides, you said earlier you want me to take you to school.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm supposed to speak to the little monsters.
You speak? What you speak about?
Little inspiration. Maybe you should come and listen. You don't sound so inspired.
Inspired to do what? You're going to speak to little monsters. Inspire them how?
I'm going to tell them to be good monsters.
That makes no sense. How can they be good monsters? You have to tell them to be bad monsters.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them to be good at being bad. You know, it's not easy being a monster and being bad all the time. It takes work.
Okay, you're right. So you're telling them to be more positive about being negative.
Exactly. You got to tell them to stay the course and if they get disappointed, they gotta get back up.
Okay, we're here. We're at the school.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, did it again.
Oh, boy, did that hurt.
Oh, Muncher, how many times? What are you going to learn? You have to wait till I land to get out of cup.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, but look, perfect timing. It's recess. I landed right in the middle of all of the little monsters.
And look, what a collection you have today. You got little witches, you got trolls, you got dragons, you got dinosaurs, you got zombies, even a couple of werewolves.
Hey, you little monsters, this is Uncle Muncher. Did you see that? I fell out of the copter, right down into that big hole. But what happened? I got myself right back up and started all over again. And I want you to do the same. In fact, here's a little song that'll explain.
Pick yourself up. Take a deep breath. Dust yourself off and start all over again. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up. Dust yourself off and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you fall to make the scene. They pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and start it all over again. Listen to your Uncle Muncher, kids. It's not so easy out there. You know, life's not a bed of roses. Not always a stairway to heaven. In fact, it could turn into the highway to you-know-where at any time. You can be driving down life's highway, and some bean in his spoon in front of you decides to throw a bottle out the window. And what's he do? He cracks your windshield, and you get a little cut up in you. Well, you gotta go to the emergency room and get that all cleaned up. And is that gonna stop you? No, it's not. You're gonna get back in that spoon and keep on going till you get to where you wanna go. Remember when you were a little sprout and you wanted that cookie on the kitchen counter? What did you do? Well, you got tired of crawling, didn't you? You wanted to start walking, get there faster, and get that cookie before somebody else got that cookie. So you started walking, but what happened? You fell. And would you fall on your hiney? But it wasn't so bad because you had a big fat hiney then, didn't you? But no, it didn't stop you. You got up, you went over there, and you finally got that cookie. Well, that's what you got to do now. No matter how many times you fall, go get that cookie. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a bean, my one. Will you remember the famous beans who had to fall to make the scene? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So, you little monsters, did you like that?
Yeah!
You see how important it is to pick yourself up after you get down, huh? Well, Uncle Muncho wants you to remember to be good monsters, and the only way you can do that is to keep working at it.
Yeah!
Hey, you know something? I'm in the mood to do one more. Would you like to hear one more?
Yeah!
I love playing in mud. Let's hear it. How many like to play in the mud?
Yeah!
Well, here's a song about that.
Yeah!
Yeah, well, let's see if, what the heck? I don't know. Well, hey, what did you guys think? Are you having a good time? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we call it an afternoon, a morning, whatever? And you know, because if you like this album, I think you should come back next week and listen to the whole thing. So that's what we're gonna do. All right. Thanks for joining us today, and you know, I had a great time with you guys. So see you next week. All right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.